Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. I am joined, as always, by Dustin Lawler, Jeff Lieboff, and last but certainly not least, Steph Swain. Hi, Steph Swain.
What's wrong with your eye?
I got some sort of chicken infection in my eye.
Your eyes? Something wrong with your eyes.
What's wrong with my eye?
Your mommy has a bacterial infection.
A bacterial infection?
I have a very serious bacterial infection in your eye.
How's the sty in your eye?
It's still there.
Sty diamonds?
Sty diamonds.
Yeah, it's still there.
And that sucks. But you're doing the show without a hot rag on your eye, so that's pretty good.
It's going to be like a Rocky movie. Look, I need Mick to come in and cut me.
Can't see nothing. Got to open my eye. Cut me, Mick.
I don't want to do it.
Cut me. Cut
me. Hey, cut me.
I think that's what's going to have to happen.
Get back in there. Get back in there.
Was handpicked.
Shut up.
Nah, they weren't shut ups. They was good fighters.
It was the best penguin tell this year.
Penguin? No, my name's Schmidlap, old boy.
Schmidlap. So we'll talk about it later, but that episode threw me. I wasn't expecting the ending for sure. So with all the politics just ended for me and for a lot of people. But I see on social media that a lot of people are still upset. But Saturday Night Live came out and had a pretty strong show. The post-election Saturday Night Live was okay. The news was really good. I think those guys are funny. My favorite joke was by Michael Che.
So y'all gonna let a man with 34 felonies lead the free world and be the president of the United States? That's it. I'm listening to R. Kelly again.
I guess I haven't watched it yet.
I won't spoil it then. But the thing, the cold open, I thought was kind of weak. I liked the premise of it, but I found it to be kind of weak.
You didn't like that suit they had on James Austin Johnson with the muscles?
That was fun. And they had Dana Carvey come out and do the worst Elon Musk impression.
Yeah, he was probably the only one that could do it.
There have to be people that could do it. That's an easy impression to do.
Right, but they don't sell the oranges because they're ripe. They sell them because it's 11:30 on Saturday night.
Is that from the movie?
No, it's a Lorne Michaels quote.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't very good. At some parts of it, he sounded like Hans and Franz, and then there's a little bit of a church lady in there, and he's the master. I mean, he does so many good ones.
Right, I'm sure if they would have given him time, he would have done much better. They probably threw it at him last minute.
God, he's acting like Lovitz in that season 16, where the season after he was fired or quit, he just kept showing up all the time.
Yeah. No, they asked him to stay for a month.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sure I'm sure they were going to have him do some kind of Biden thing, but
mm-hmm.
then it was like irrelevant at this point. So they're like, yeah, get out there and do a line.
Are you guys excited for the big fight Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope Tyson doesn't die.
You think everybody thinks Tyson's going to lose based on his age? I think he's going to beat the hell out of this guy.
No, not that. Just that report that just came out a day or two ago that back earlier in the year, he almost died.
Really?
He had a life-threatening illness earlier in the year. He lost like half the blood from his body or some crap.
Holy shit. Did a vampire get him?
I don't know. But he had some kind of crazy thing.
He had some
kind
of ulcer thing or something.
Yeah, it just came out.
He probably drank Prime.
So they said that there's a lot of people concerned about his health now whenever he goes to do this fight because... Even though Paul, there's no way he can match his skills. He is 31 years younger than him.
Yes, he does have the energy, the ability to outlast him, perhaps. But Tyson went full Iron Mike. He said, Iron Mike is back. I'm ready to kill people. And you need to kill. I hope he bites his ears. Both of them. Choose them up. No, I don't want that. I don't like violence.
Well, but when the show comes out, it'll be last night. So
yeah.
We could either do a take of... Tyson won, or do a take of Paul won?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Congratulations, dude.
Congratulations to Mike Tyson. Congratulations to Jake Paul.
There you go. We'll have that.
Or, you know, condolences to the family.
Rest in peace.
secret?
You.
Jesus, just say it, tell her. I already fucking know. I know what you did to Jacob Benny. I always known.
It's just your disease talking, man.
Fuck you!
All right, let's talk about the most brutal ending of a TV show in a very long time. We've been watching, like many of you have been watching, The Penguin, which is the sort of the bridge series between The Batman and then the next The Batman movie. But this exists in Gotham, and while I'm watching this series, I'm also listening to a book set in the 1989 Batman universe, which I really loved and finished. But I didn't expect what happened to happen. I figured that we would end up seeing... oh, by the way, spoiler alert, because there's spoilers in this. Yeah, the name of the episode was A Great or Little Thing, and it picks up with... of course, Oswald and his mother, captives of Sophia.
Sophia.
But they're captured, and you don't know how is he going to get out of this? What's going to happen? What's going to go on? Blah, 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 blah. And as the episode unfolds, you see him become the Penguin. In fact, at the very end, he's wearing a tuxedo and doing some creepy incest role play with that girlfriend of his. And, you find out that the mother knew all along that he had killed his brothers, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She was gonna have him whacked.
Yeah. She was gonna have him whacked.
By Rex, the one he had the biggest father figure fascination over.
Right. But that guy was really smart. He goes, a guy like him, he needs a father figure. They're useful to me.
Yeah.
Why do you think she didn't have him killed? Was it because of what he said at the dinner?
Yeah, probably.
Right, the supper club or wherever they were dancing and everything. That kid, by the way, was amazing as Oswald, young Oswald.
Yes. 100%. I believed that was him as a child.
Hell yeah. The other factions get involved. Sophia offers all the other gang people, you know, if you bring me Oswald, you can have my house. And of course, she burns the house down. And you're led to believe that they've captured Oswald and, Vic helped with all of this, by the way, aligning everything up. Vic, the loyal soldier, the number two for Oswald. And, it ends up being that they set up Sophia, they kill everybody, and he sends her off to jail. Now, I don't really recall how that happened. What was the whole point of him being in that courtroom with a DA or something?
Yeah, well, he's setting up, he's taking all the pressure off of him. Yeah, he fed the law to let them know that Sophia was responsible for the drugs, the explosion, everything. And so it gave him perfect reason to send her back to, not only to send her back to Arkham, but to set up that DA's rise to power.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody's gone and no one's left to watch the streets, that's what he's going to do.
And there was all kinds of owl imagery in the courtroom. Did you notice that?
Yeah. What is that? What is
the
that?
Court of Owls?
The Court of Owls.
Oh, okay.
If you'd watched, I think they're in the Long Halloween animated movie. Explains how they're kind of like another vigilante Overwatch service in Gotham.
Okay, and so she ends up, Sophia ends up back in Arkham, and there's a letter left for her by her boyfriend. I guess he's not going to sneak her out. It's the role reversal between her and the psychiatrist is amazing because he's just, oh, here you go, here's your mail. And then it turns out the Catwoman is her half-sister. Is that canon from the comic book? Because they did a million different origins of her.
Well, it's canon from The Batman.
Yes.
Because you find out in The Batman that Selina Kyle's father is Falcone. And,
mm-hmm.
and when he was going around SA-ing everyone all over town, Catwoman mm-hmm. is the result of one of those.
Yeah, and of course, the worst thing to me was this wonderful character that spent the entire season developing into a loyal aide and learning how to stand up for himself gets strangled to death, a la Christopher in the episode, the Kennedy episode, whatever, when Christopher dies in The Sopranos. There was a little bit, to me, a parallel there. But why did he kill him? Why did he kill Vic? And also, is he really dead? Because you saw his ID floating in the water.
Not me. He's really dead, I think.
Yeah.
They killed him because he was a weakness.
It's comic book shit, though, so you never know. Somebody could come back.
Well, he was the last one. There was no one left that knew anything about his previous life He was kind of like a loose end.
Yeah, but also he was a weakness because Oz, you know, he saw Oz cry or he saw Oz have like these deep feelings about his mom. And he realized the way that Sophia got his ass with his mom, that he was never going to be close to somebody like that again.
Right.
Like, that is a weakness. So that is also why he killed him.
And now he's got his mom set up like the old guy at the end of Squid Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically torturing her.
Yeah, he got her what she wants. She made the deal with the devil, which was Rex, to take care of her son. And those kind of Faustian deals always end up bad for the person making them.
Yeah, very, very Edgar Allan Poe ending there for her.
Yeah.
So what that leaves us with is a lack of a series that I really liked. We don't know if it's ever going to come back.
The Bat Signal.
Oh, yeah, the Bat Signal was cool. You got to wonder why that went up. But, yeah, it leaves us with a hold. Now, there were rumors this week that they're going to start working on a Joker series based on that character from the Batman movie. And Colin Farrell said that he would be into doing another season if the script was good. So,
I want to see a Riddler. They should do one with Riddler.
That is not how this was supposed to go.
I would watch that.
Paul Dano was so good as Riddler. Yeah. I would absolutely watch a series.
And you could have everything in prequel of what this season was before what happened in the Batman. So
That would be good. That would be very good. But we do have to wait until, 2026 for the film, or will it come out next year?
No, they're filming next year.
Oh, shit. So we got a long time to wait. There's plenty to watch, though. I've been thinking about going through and rewatching all the Batman movies, and even suffering through the awful ones from the 90s.
I just rewatched The Batman, and I really liked it a lot. I liked it more than I watched it the first time.
I got to watch it again. I really do, because... The only thing in that movie that bothered me was I didn't like the murderous Riddler, but maybe if I go back and watch it, I can pull my hand out of my ass. Even though I like doing that when I'm watching a movie, I just keep it in there.
I didn't want to like it. I didn't want to like it.
Most of it, yeah.
I love Keaton doing his zany take on it, and I love Christian Bale and his serious take on it. So I didn't think there was any room for this. But Pattinson does do it differently.
Yeah. And if you're interested in that book, Batman Resurrection, which takes place almost immediately after the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton, the story is so well done. And there's a lot of detective work in it. There's a lot of twists, interesting characters that you never really have heard of before. Hints to the Shrek is a main character in this story. You know, Shrek, which was Christopher Walken in the movie. Mentions of the Penguin, you know, this guy living in the underworld. There's some teases to the Riddler. So, and Selina Kyle is in it, but she's not yet, of course. She's not yet, of course, Catwoman. She's still the skittish Michelle Pfeiffer type. But it's a good book. I highly recommend it if you like that sort of thing. And it's, you know, there's going to be another one, so I'll like that as well. I don't know if it's going to come before or after Batman Returns, so. And while the guy who's reading it is good at narrating... So in your head, you're picturing Michael Keaton talking when it's Bruce Wayne or Batman, or you're picturing the guy who played Alfred in those movies, the really old. He was like the oldest of the Alfreds, and you want to feel old. The Alfred now is Gollum.
Yeah, Andy Serkis.
Yeah,
he's a jacked. He's very jacked.
Oh, yeah. But I never picture. I guess no. The most decrepit looking Alfred was the one from the TV series. Yeah.
Like the greatest news that I've heard in a long time. Reese's has launched a deconstructed peanut butter cup kit. Now it's sold out.
Okay.
I even get rolling, but it is sold out. But they're supposed to be bringing it back if there's enough of a clamoring, because so many people say there isn't enough peanut butter in my peanut butter cup. So they are sending you a jar of peanut butter filling and a giant shell, and you can just fill it full and as much as you want.
Now, aren't stoners just going to eat all the peanut butter out of the jar? Right.
You can get that now.
You can? Where?
You can go buy a jar of Reese's peanut butter filling.
The Reese's peanut butter, though, is not the same as what's in the cups.
No?
It's a lot of sugary.
This is the stuff in the cups is much more.
And that's what this is. This is the filling from the cups. It's not the peanut butter. Yeah.
I want the cup from the filling from the cup. I want that. I want a big jar of it. I could just eat with a spoon.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's $30. Would you pay $30 for this chocolate shell?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Look at this thing. I'm looking at the picture right now. This thing's amazing. I want it.
I knew you'd be excited about it. I'm going to put it on my watcher list. So if it comes back up again, that's Christmas, guys.
Yeah, you hit me up right away.
I will definitely get it for you.
You know, that or those cookies from Detroit Cookie Company, those peanut butter bomb ones. That just
volcanoes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they make those anymore. I've looked like 3 times on the website since the last time I've had one, and they're not on there. Maybe they only come out seasonally or something.
That may be, but I think also her cinnamon roll
business has really taken off.
She used to only do them on Sunday mornings because it was such a thing, and now she's doing them all the time, so she must be making a killing. And she's opened up her next shop. I think she has 4 shops now.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, she deserves it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course she does. Awesome.
And she's not even charging, like, have you seen those cookies on, they're supposed to be the best cookies in LA, and they're, what, like 10 or 10 bucks a cookie?
Mm-mm.
Well, they don't look like they're worth it.
I don't think most cookies are worth $10 a cookie.
Anyway, it's a tale as old as time.
Yes.
Somebody wanted out of their life. So this Wisconsin kayaker, who they looked for a month, they drug this lake looking for him, thinking he had drowned. The son of a bitch faked his death because he didn't want to be married or take care of his kids anymore. And he fled the country. They just finally figured it out.
He pulled a Mr. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy was gone missing for a long time, wasn't he?
Yep.
Well, they finally, after trying to find him in this lake for like a month, the guy who does the diving, it's for a nonprofit organization. He does it because his brother died in a drowning incident. He was actually very depressed because he couldn't believe he couldn't find this body, right? Because they were so sure that he died there. And he was so vindicated that the guy really isn't dead. He's not in the lake. The guy said he couldn't even sleep at night because he couldn't find this body.
Where did he go to?
He went to Europe. They traced it that the same day that he went missing, his passport was flagged going across the Canadian border. And he had transferred a large amount of cash that he had taken out to Uzbekistan. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So. But he's 44, a pretty decent looking dude. I just think he just didn't want to do this shit anymore. I mean, I think we all wonder sometimes if he could just, like, you know.
Yeah. Why did he go through all that trouble? Why didn't he just kill his family?
Yeah, I mean, right? That's what people usually do.
What people used to do. I miss tradition in this country. What happened to tradition?
I don't know. These kids, I mean, these millennials, they just do things different.
Yeah.
Never buy a kayak. What are you talking about?
Get out of here. You know, like, anyway, so I think we're all familiar with Wicked Video.
Well, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I mean.
You mean the movie with the, you know, the Wizard of Oz character?
I'd say if you're like over 35 and reasonably hip, you've heard of Wicked Adult Entertainment Video, whatever. Yes, well, yes. The Wicked Mattel accidentally, they put out some dolls to celebrate the upcoming movie for Wicked, the play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they accidentally put Wicked, the porn site. The website.
Did people go to it or did somebody just
know? Yeah, some little 6-year-old girl was like, oh, what's wicked.com?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it. No kid's looking at the back of their fucking toy box.
Hey, mommy, no, can you give me permission to go to this website on my tablet?
No, it was,
but I need your credit card so I can go to the wicked.com website.
Right. Here you go. But they said that a kid is going to do what we all do now, which is scroll, 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 find the social media, TikTok, da, 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 da. They're not going www.wicked.com. No, they're not doing that. Wicked probably didn't. Well, I can't believe they still exist.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe
Mattel didn't check out what the actual website was for the movie.
Instead of putting wickedmovie.com, it just said wicked.com.
Yeah, well, not a good idea, copy editor. You know what they did? They probably had AI write it, and that's what they get for having AI write things.
You are You are correct.
I hope you get screwed every time you do that. You're not going to get screwed, but you can watch people screwing. This Cynthia.
those boxes are going for $800 on eBay now.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yep.
Should have bought one.
Recalled ones.
But Cynthia Erivo is angrier about some fan doing art where they shaded her face like in the Broadway musical poster. She got all mad and then indignant about it and then apologized. I'm looking at this picture, though, of is this Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She looks like a stick.
Both of them do.
Yeah. I have no interest in this. I work with a guy that he and his wife love this. And I'm such a traditionalist that I only like The Wizard of Oz. And I like The Wiz. I like that movie. But I have no interest in this. Are you guys into the Wicked franchise or whatever this is? And by the way,
I'll watch it when it comes out on streaming, but I'm not going to go to the theater for it.
Two movies. The songs are horrible.
I hate The Wizard of Oz. I hate it.
You do?
Worst movie ever made. Yes, I think it's the worst movie that ever was ever made.
Worst ever made?
Hate it. Hate it.
Worse than Saw?
The actress that's there, isn't she the actress that played Holly in
The Stephen King Show?
Yeah, The Stephen King Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, she's lost like half her body weight.
I know, and she's bald. I guess that's to get the witch hat on.
Yeah, well, I get that part, but geez, I'd be more concerned. I'd be more concerned about, you know, the wind's going to pick up, and that's going to be it for both of them. You know,
they live in a food desert in Oz.
Poppies. Right. That's they eat poppies. They don't.
Totally, the junkies.
Get you, my pretty, and your little Ozempic too.
Right. Yes, the land of Oz is Ozempic. Very good.
Oh my God! I guess I would probably rather be in the land of Oz than the land of The Last of Us. Have you guys seen the new season 2 trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks...
Uh-oh, who looks bummed out? You sound bummed out, Dustin.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the game, and that means it's probably going to follow exactly the storyline.
A lot of sad stuff, Neil says.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, all the sad stuff they should have tried to cram into the first season, but yeah.
When does it come out?
They still don't have a release date.
It's got to be something. I don't have anything to watch. I need something.
It's hoping for next year. And I know you'll probably definitely want to watch this Harry Potter TV series, right?
No.
What?
I'll watch.
Well, they're trying to cast Mark Rylance as Dumbledore, and if they were going to cast anybody, I think he'd be great as Dumbledore.
Yeah, he would. What has he said? Is he interested in doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really looking good that he's going to take on the role. So he'd be great. And they still have not announced who are going to be the new Harry and Jibby Jab and Google Gabs.
Who are they Jibby supposed Jab to be Google in Gab?
I forget what their stupid names are. But I mean, I watched some of these movies. They're pretty good.
Isn't it just a retelling of the story?
I don't think so. I think it's like a whole new deal.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's a prequel, if it's their parents.
Who wants to see
children?
Babies? Yeah, well, we don't want to see Hermione's parents. They're muggles.
They're dentists.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an HBO series. I feel like they're not going to do it, you know, do a piece of crap. I mean, I feel like they'll probably do something that'll be interesting. I mean, I think it'd be cool if Harry, like, if they swear and, like, they kill, you know, when it's real violent, like a violent Harry Potter.
90210 wand. Or something.
Right. Like, this is the flip side, like the dark. This is like just Slytherin.
It's saved by the wand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to find out if this is, because if it's a prequel, I'm not interested. I mean, if Harry, they're all little kids. I mean, how much of a prequel could you be? They'd be babies.
Well, if he's supposed to be Dumbledore, then it's at least pre-movies or retelling of the movies.
They could gussy him up to look old. But we'll see. Yeah, I'll probably watch it. I like Harry Potter, so sue me.
Okay. I'm going to watch it too. Another phone bites the dust. Strahan took out his frustration on a phone this week when a reporter was standing outside of his house going off about this national anthem controversy that he didn't put his hand over his heart, which I can't understand how this is a controversy. He was standing there. He just didn't put his hand over his heart. I mean, get his hand in his pockets. I'd probably have my hand in my pockets. I don't understand people getting this upset about it.
And it's chilly.
That's right. My hands was cold. My hands were freezing. That's why I had him in there. So
you grabbed the guy's phone and broke it.
Yeah, well, the guy was standing outside of his house.
Oh, well,
get pictures of him, and he took his phone and he threw it in a bush.
Yeah, don't go to people's homes. Please. Like, I saw Oprah walking down the street the other day on TMZ. Hey, did they really pay you $1 million? No, dude, leave her alone. Who cares? It's over. Who cares?
It's funny now how, remember we were kids and it used to be that actors would grab press cameras and smash them on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Now it's just grabbing your phone.
Right. And that was just two actors, Alec Baldwin and Sean Penn.
Yeah.
It was always Sean Penn fights with a journalist. Oh, yeah.
Phone in the trash.
Mel Gibson did it, too.
Yeah. But it meant so much more when you would do that, you know, that end zone slam on a camera. Man,
$1,000 camera with a flash on it.
It meant something when they did that. Now it's
dropping
go buy another iPhone.
Yeah. Drop the phone and a jug of tea.
Take the cash out of your wallet, like, or out of your pocket, like Sonny Corleone, and just, you know, drizzle $100.
Yeah, just rain it on them.
Well, you know, it's in the cloud anyway. It'd be different. You know, that's the other thing, too. When you smashed a camera back then, you smashed, the pictures were gone. This is like, right. They're in the cloud. It doesn't matter as soon as he snapped them.
Right.
If it auto-syncs. But anywho, apparently Chloe Fineman from SNL said Elon Musk was the host that made them cry.
Made her cry?
Made her cry.
Yeah.
Made her cry, but Bowen Yang says he made several people cry.
He said the show wasn't funny until Thursday. And that's why.
What is that supposed to be?
It's because all the stuff that was written for him and everything.
Oh.
He said none of it was funny until Thursday of the week of the live show.
Well, he'll never be invited back to host.
No, I'm sure he won't.
I don't think he gives a shit.
But... especially since he went nuts since the last time he hosted.
So now that I'm running the country, so now that I'm running the United States, so I talked to Donald and I said, just let me run the country and I won't do Saturday Live again. So Doge. Doge.
Well, Trick Daddy, he stirred up some controversy.
He's going to push us over the edge.
He might. I don't know. He stirred some controversy this week because he is rejecting the term African-American. He's facing a lot of backlash over it because he says he ain't never seen no Afro or been to Afro-can. This is his sounding it out, you know, like just being crazy about it. And so, it really divided people in the comments that just because his family has been here for several generations does not take away from the fact that he is years ago from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's where it's sitting right now. It's like a 50-50er.
Is this creating a lot of controversy in the white population?
No.
No?
I don't think. I don't think the white people are really getting involved in this. I don't think they know who Trick Daddy is. I do. I love Trick Daddy.
I know who he is.
I think you guys know who he is.
Yeah.
But they probably know like two songs by him. Like
he's
in our age,
though, yeah.
Yeah. Trick Love the Kids. We all know that.
And a bunch of people said, who's Trick Daddy? And then their parents said, don't worry about it.
So, well, what about Britney Spears, man? She's making her final child support payment this Friday.
What's K-Fed going to do with all that sweet, sweet money?
He's probably going to have to knock up Ariana Grande. Start all over again.
That's hard to have sex with a stick. I mean, I've done it.
Not for you.
Well, getting it in the hole.
So you
can get your whole hand in there. You can get a stick in there.
A different hole I'm talking about. Oh.
You know, though, she's been paying $40,000 a month since 2018. And then the oldest one, he aged out. So then it got dropped down to $20,000 a month.
How old does it make you feel that Britney Spears' kids are now too old for child support? Yeah, it makes me feel old. She probably shouldn't have much to do with them. So it's good that she wasn't raising them. How does she still get money? I mean, royalties? She's not touring.
Oh, yeah. That book she just did, it was a bestseller for I don't even know how long. She made millions off that book.
If she just owns the publishing rights for all of her stuff, too. And just outside of the United States, that would keep her a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. K-Fed's going to have to buy some shirts with sleeves.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely won't be able to afford Diddy's little slip and slide mansion there in L.A.
Slip and slide mansion?
The place where they busted him at, they've put it on the market. in September for $62 million. And as of today, it's had very little interest and no serious offers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to buy it. I might put an offer on it this weekend. And then Gil and I will go live out there and the missus, and we'll clean all the baby oil off the walls and the floor, and we'll just see what happens.
Turn on black light and it explodes.
Oh, no shit. The house would melt.
And that's what they're saying, too, is they're just, they can't find anybody who can overlook the negative memories that have occurred here.
It's not like $62 million. It's not like the man. It's not like a Cielo Drive where those people were all murdered.
I don't. There's a lot of slippery essays here, though. There was like probably a fair amount of, you know, ghost vaginas and buttholes just kind of haunting the halls. And
instead of ectoplasm,
bad karma. Bad karma. What's happening up in there? I'm sure.
Jesus, the dripping juju down bees. The walls. Yes. The jizz.
So if you could take
Amityville Horror, but it's baby oil coming down the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say you had $62 million to spend on a house. Are you gonna spend it on his Holmby Hills hellhole?
No,
or you get a place that hasn't had a bunch of assaults.
Well, I don't mind the jizz so much, but I wouldn't want people to know that I live an extravagant lifestyle. So if I had $62 million, I'd buy a sensible home, put all that money in Dogecoin.
Yeah, I buy Mel Gibson's trailer on the beach from the first,
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting too old for this shit. Guess what? He was 42 when he said
I bet that trailer on the beach is probably 2.5 mil.
Yeah, probably.
Well, the property is anyway.
I don't want to live where the
patch
where
of Rockford. Sand.
I want to live where Rockford lived.
And that's your news.
Hello, America. I'm Casey Kasem. This week we go back to November 13th, 1980. The number one song in America was "Lady" by Kenny Rogers. The number one movie was "The Awakening," and the number one television show, "Dallas." And happy 64th birthday to David Bullock, born this day in 1960, a.k.a. the .38 caliber killer. Not to be confused with the earlier, crazier .44 caliber unaliver David Berkowitz, who committed 8 serial unalivings. Bullock's unalivings were not widely reported, since it was not known until his arrest that they were connected. That said, I always liked joking with David that he was the son of Sam, and that if he tried harder, he could have gone to number one with 3 more bullets. Now, on with the countdown.
All right, the podcast universe, post-election apocalyptic world. I listened to Theo Vaughn on JRE. They gave themselves a good patting on the back. Very funny episode of the Jeff Richards podcast where he was AI made up to look like David Letterman interviewing Phil Hendry, and he cracked Phil up an awful lot. That was a good episode. Listened to Tim Dillon and Adrian Iapolucci on Joe Rogan Experience. That was also good. And I finished the Batman Resurrection audiobook.
I listened to Two Bears, One Cave with Matt McConaughey.
How was that?
It was distracting because
so sexy.
Tom had shaved his fucking head.
Yeah.
So he's like totally no beard. Now. Yeah. And that was extremely distracting. But it was more of Bert making an ass of himself, saying one funny thing and then pushing that to it wasn't funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was that was mostly what it was. But McConaughey was cool with it. He was just, you know, laid back, telling them all kinds of stories, you know, like it was just three guys in a green room or something. But
three guys when
he's so cool. Yeah. Cool.
Love those stories about you being in college. Those are great. Can you tell some more about the time you got so drunk that you shit your pants?
And then I watched One Bad Movie podcast. Now, normally I wouldn't watch this because it's hosted by Stephen Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
But they had on Bronson Pinchot, and he told a story about True Romance, about the scene in the hills where they're driving and he gets the coke in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the story that I thought was funny was that the reason that he is laughing, and it was his idea and the actress's idea to put her head in his lap. And so, you know, he's laughing and he's laughing and you don't know why. And then he sees the cop and he pulls her head up. While she was in his lap, he said that she took the end of his penis into his lip, her lips, and was pinching it.
Oh my God.
While he was driving.
Oh yeah. My God.
It was a fun podcast.
That was so Tennessee of you, Dustin.
What's that?
You said pinching.
Pinching? Yeah.
It's so Tennessee way. Only Tennessee.
I listened to Gaffigan on Superfly.
How was that?
It was good. He's got a comedy special. Hulu's doing live comedy special, or not live, but like HBO comedy specials once a month. This is going to be the first one. And so he was on to promote that and talk about his SNL stuff. It was good. Eric Idle was real good on Conan. He's got a book coming out. Joe Gatto on Whiskey Ginger. That was fun. Adam Carolla on Harlan Highway. Did you watch that one yet?
I haven't watched that yet. Is it funny?
Harlan's got those crazy teeth in like the entire time.
I saw it in the preview, but I haven't
watched it yet. Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone on this week's Fly on the Wall.
Steph?
I listened to the St. Brown podcast. It's the St. Brown brothers, Amon Ross, St. Brown.
They kill. Oh, they're a football player.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. From the Lions. He's a wide receiver for the Lions, and his brother's a wide receiver for the Saints. And they do a podcast together. And I love it. It's really funny. And the two of them are great because, you know, here they are. They're both playing each week. And then they get on there and talk shit to each other about, you know, whatever they didn't do. And then they have other players come on. Like they had, what's his name from the Falcons on this week?
Oh, Drake London?
Drake London. Yeah, he was on there. Real cool guy. So they, you know, this is like, it's just fun to watch, especially because the Lions are winning so much right now. So, but yeah, the brothers are funny and it's good. It's a good podcast, especially if you're into football.
Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they're still proudly serving East Metro Atlanta and they have been for 40 years. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is the place to be this fall. Did you hear we changed it? It's football, cold weather, unless you live in Atlanta. Their featured beer selection this fall is Monday Night Brewing's Oktoberfest. It is a German-style Märzen Lager with noble German hops for a subtle bitterness and a smooth, balanced finish. Perfect for the fall. They've got the best gyros, euros, pizza, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Dustin knows he eats there every day. Stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and on Saturdays from 12 to 9. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. So if Dustin's there that night, you might have a good shot at winning. Their food truck is also available. Just contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule your event. And Mike says, thanks for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support. Thank you for all your support to the best pizza place around. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for, dummy? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005, which is almost 20 years. With a fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
And this is the time in our podcast where we read the YouTube comments left underneath our YouTube podcast. And so this week we have Fuxi saying, Casey Kasem wishing happy birthday to the serial killer of the day is my new favorite feature. I was laughing so hard when hearing the description of the body parts being put into garbage bags. Oh, and Dustin, names to consider with your new look, Molly, Demi, or Rachel?
I think I'll go with Demi. Thank you.
Demi.
Demi.
You Reaper said, cool to have a shout out. We'll always continue to listen to you guys. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Great recommendation. That's why you got the shout out. Hemp Huntress, who is our friend Angel, says, I enjoyed the first episode of Investigation Alien. I will forever miss the Art Bell days, but George Norrie has and continues to do a great job being open to the questions and all the possible answers. First episode also has me wanting to road trip to Oregon to some of those locales he went to. I want to believe. I watched the first two episodes of that.
I watched the first one and half of the second one.
I like the guy.
Yeah.
You know who I like? I like that the Army vet that he picked up. Or is she in the Navy or something? I forget.
Yeah.
But she's really cool.
His little sidekick.
Yeah, she's awesome. Epifreak says, thanks for another rock solid podcast this week. Now that I have a laptop, drinking my Saturday coffee and watching the podcast will be normal for me.
Hell yeah.
Hells yeah. Brett Perkins said, the rock solid distillery is closed in Winder. It was moved to Sugar Hill, Georgia.
Yeah, Tim Allen sent me a thing about that as well.
Mm.
So we'd have to go to Sugar Hill.
David Goodman says, I didn't vote either, Steph. I didn't schedule my home time correctly. Opted to do a few hot dates instead. Didn't send off for an absentee ballot in time. Didn't want to take time off and lose my mileage bonus. None of the races where I'm registered in Tennessee were even close. I haven't missed it since 1988. I prioritized money and pretty girls. I know some of the politically religious will have a problem with this. Nah, do you think?
Steph was one of the 74 million people that didn't vote this time. I looked on the record, and I'm going to tell all our family and friends.
Maybe if you all would not vote, they would realize that they're irrelevant, and we could try something else.
That's what I was thinking. So I really appreciate the fact that you didn't vote because, the people that didn't vote, they helped me win. And I think that's fantastic.
Dustin put up a couple of polls this week, too, on our YouTube page. First poll got 9 votes. The second poll got 22. The first one, is it time for new voices in media to become kingmakers? Yes, we need fresh perspectives. 1 with 89%. Go fuck yourself came in last with 0%. Why was that an option, Dustin? Oh, it wasn't. I'm just making it up. The other one was, who has more influence today? Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, both equally or neither? Neither came in last place with 9%. And, of course, Joe Rogan won with 45%. So, way to go. Wow. Wow.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
And we're back.
That's right. We are back, and it's time for Views or Snooze.
Yeah, last week was a countdown to Tyson Paul, which I haven't had a chance to watch yet, but I'm probably going to before Friday night. Investigation Alien, which we said I watched 1.5 of those. You guys watched a couple of them. It's fairly decent.
Comfy show.
Yeah. And Extreme Road Ragers, which I set my DVR for, but it hasn't picked it up yet, so I guess maybe it didn't air yet.
And what do we got for this week?
This week, Cross comes to Prime. This is real good. James Patterson's character, Alex Cross, really popular novels, and Aldous Hodge. I can't remember the name of the show, but it was a good show.
Is Tyler Perry playing him?
No, it's Aldous Hodge. Leverage. Yeah. Leverage was the name of that show.
Oh, I remember Leverage.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a good show.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. It looks pretty good. And then Cobra Kai comes back for the final episodes of the final season.
Ugh, just get through it.
Yeah, no shit. just get to that cheesy movie already.
Mm-hmm. And then Silo comes back for season 2 this week.
Ah, second half of book 1.
Is the movie that's coming out with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio going to be in the same universe, or is it just going to erase all of this?
No, I think it's going to be in the Cobra Kai universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I needed to know. I'll get caught up on I'll slog through it. Not bad, it's just okay enough already.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first half of the season. I'm looking forward to the final episodes.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, let's do our staff picks. Jeff's watched this, Adrienne Iannucci, The Dark Queen on Netflix. She is a comedian. She's very funny. She opened for Louis C.K. in that live special he did.
She did one of Louis C.K.'s jokes, but oh well. Yeah.
Oh, well, he probably let her. He directed it.
Yeah, I know.
She's also on Rogan this week, if you're unfamiliar with her. Although he C-blocks her a lot because her jokes tend to be offensive. That's my staff pick.
Hundreds of Beavers. It's on Tubi. It's a hilarious movie. If you like old WB cartoons, you'll love it.
What is this?
I think even Gil would probably like it, except there's some language and one fully clothed pole dancing scene. Maybe you just cover his eyes for that.
What is this movie that's like 2 years old?
Yeah, it's just come to streaming service now, though.
Oh, I see. Okay. A drunken Applejack salesman must go from zero to hero and become North America's greatest fur trapper. So this stars like nobody that anybody knows. It looks good.
No, it's just this one, like this one guy and his buddy made this movie in the winter. Around their house.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. The beavers are all like him in a costume, a beaver costume. And it's so it's totally cartoony. It's hilarious.
This looks great.
They made one a few years ago called the Michigan Lake Monster.
Lake Monster, yeah. I want to check that out.
Yeah, it's available on Prime. Both of these are. I looked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll watch it.
If you want to watch them without commercials.
Oh, okay. I just saw it on Tubi, so I watched it.
Mine is yet another baking show. It's Harry Potter, Wizards of Baking.
Okay.
It's going to be on Max November 14th, and it's hosted by the twins from the movies.
Yeah, they look old.
Yeah, they do. I think they're like 35 or something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so they're hosting it. And every episode, I mean, you got to make some crazy Harry Pottery, you know, type of deal.
And what channel is this on? Food Network?
It's going to be on Max.
Oh, Max? Shit, I'll watch that.
It's a Food Network show, but it's going to be on Max. You know, they come on Max the next day.
All right. I'll watch that. Check it out.
All righty. But that's it. My last week.
Thank you.
Let's see. Mine is a... it's on YouTube. It's a channel called Omeletto, O-M-E-L-E-T-O. They do a lot of short movies, and I've mentioned them before, but they have a specific new movie that's been on there probably a couple of years, but it's starting to catch popularity. It's called A Purgatory Story, and it's about a demon who lives and works in purgatory, and his job is to talk to people that play with Ouija boards. And to give them disinformation. It's very similar to Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, but with more of a love story in it. And but yeah, it's available on Omeletto channel on YouTube, A Purgatory Story.
A lot of famous people doing shorts and stuff on here, or short episodes.
Yeah, they do that. In Hollywood, when people have ideas that they want to pitch, they'll go in and they'll film on Omeletto and make a pitch for a movie. And they'll, you know, all these big actors do it in their time off. It's kind of like become a thing to do.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys for your staff picks. Let us know if you guys watched any of our staff picks. Put a comment in the YouTube page. And by the way, I didn't say at the end, leave us a comment, dude, or dames.
And a five-star review.
All that crap. All right, let's give a shout out. Hey, listen, if you'd like to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and you'll get access to Radios in the Dark, which is our weekly Patreon-only show where we just talk about what we want to talk about. But you're free to suggest things. You are Patreon members. Suggest. We have a comment underneath it. It's like a YouTube video, but you just post under there, hey, talk about this, talk about that. I want to know about Jeff's childhood. I want to know about Steph's. I want to know about Dustin's. I don't care about Tim's, but I want to just go ahead, comment, tell us. But otherwise, we just talk about whatever we feel like. When you sign up at any level, you have access to that. If you sign up at $25 a month, you become a Radio Labyrinth producer. You get a credit because you are producing and helping us buy drugs. Executive producer, $25 level, I want to thank John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. If you sign up, you get a free t-shirt from our t-shirt shop and one of my doodles. I'll draw something. Whatever you want me to draw, I'll draw for you using pencil and paper. It's very cool. Or you can just get a printout and signed drawing that I've already done. And again, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share it with your friends. We grow slow and steady, wins the race, and that's what we're doing here. And we appreciate all you new viewers. And if you made it this far, thank you very much. And, you know, but if you're not into the whole video thing, which I think you should be because Dustin makes this a show with lots of great visuals and stuff that really complement what we're talking about, and you just want to listen, Spotify, iTunes, whatever, rate and review us. You know, every time we get a new review, we will read it, and it'll be a lot of fun. So do I have anything else? I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, please remember to
keep it canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.